Welcome to Parkinson's and Me. This is episode 15, our last of the season, Moving Forward. Hi, my name is Daniel. I originally created this podcast as a creative outlet that I needed. Also, it's to serve as an archive for my son of my struggles, my triumphs, but also I wanted to offer something unique to the Parkinson's community. So each episode builds on top of one another. So episode 8 builds on episode 7 to give a perspective and a view of my journey for having newly diagnosed young onset Parkinson's disease. And each episode is targeted at specific topics that I've found that are not often discussed. I am blessed and grateful to have my brother Brian, who does not have Parkinson's, join me on these episodes. Brian, thank you.
You're welcome, Daniel. And I'm just the older brother who's trying to atone for my sins of all the hardships I gave you while growing up. So,
well, I keep flogging you and yes, getting you to do these episodes.
I'm striving to create better memories in the present.
You're doing good.
And it's hard to believe that it's coming up on a year since you told me about your diagnosis with Parkinson's disease. And I still remember just being shocked, stunned, and not understanding the illness. So as we kind of reflect on season one here, I'm glad to have been a part of it, because by talking about it, it certainly helped me to better understand this disease and to better accept that you have it.
Brian, that is certainly the goal of the podcast, is for those who have the disease and for those who don't. And you ask questions that I would not know to ask.
Indeed, we've covered many topics. And as we approach this last episode of the season, what are we going to be getting into for this episode?
The theme of the podcast has been to move forward. This episode is going to deal in some part with what are my goals moving forward, while we take a look back at some previous episodes. And here's a clip of me when I first launched the podcast. I went to a neurologist who basically looked at me after several visits and said, "I can tell you what it's not, but I can't tell you what's wrong with you." Freakishly enough, he's a Parkinson's specialist. And he guaranteed that I did not have Parkinson's.
We've come a long way since that initial first episode, which I wasn't even featured on.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was trapped in the house, diagnosed with Parkinson's, with the pandemic starting and needing an outlet.
And your initial reasons for doing the podcast was to record these thoughts for your son. And speaking of your son, he is celebrating quite the milestone here. Can you give us an update on what's going on with your boy?
Yeah, he is turning 12 years old, which is amazing. He is looking much more like a teenager, closer to a teenager, acting closer to a teenager, but it's still my sensitive and wonderful little boy that I am so blessed to have.
I believe they call that the tween years.
Yes, I've experienced my first rejection when it comes to his peers. Last night, when I was dropping him off at church for youth group, he was like, "Dad, can you kind of stay in the car and not come in?" And yeah, I was like, okay. And I knew it was coming. That was my first. And I don't think that was due to my Parkinson's or anything regarding that. I just think it was, I don't want Dad coming in.
Well, you've done a great job, both you and your wife, in raising him. And no doubt, despite the changes that are happening to you and your son, you guys will keep moving forward in how you raise him. And I have no doubt that he will become the young man that we all would be proud of.
I hope so.
Just getting ready for that next phase. Well, one thing that helps in moving forward is to look back and see where you came from and kind of summarize those experiences. So let's do that here on this episode, looking back on season one. And you started out in that very first episode stating that this was a personal journey that started out from a 43-year-old man diagnosed with Parkinson's that is trying his best to face it and not become a victim. And you also stated, Parkinson's rips away the illusion I had when it came to my plans later in life. Where are you at now with that mindset?
Parkinson's sucks. It's torn away goals that I had for my life and left me a physical, emotional, financial mess, and has torn the hearts of those that I love and has seriously limited my future. Sounds real positive, right? Like I've made a lot of progress on accepting the diagnosis and moving forward. No, but it's a balancing act between accepting Parkinson's and battling the progression of it. And through these episodes, I feel like I've been running from it. Those of you that are familiar with Indiana Jones and the Lost Ark, similar to that intro where Indiana Jones is running from that huge boulder. And if he slips, trips, or falls in any way, then Indy's adventures are over. He is a dead man. In this metaphor, I am Indiana Jones running from that huge boulder. And I feel like I have to stay ahead of Parkinson's. And I'm constantly moving, grasping, because I don't want to get crushed by it. And listening to me say that lets me know that I am a place of desperation. So right now, what's keeping me moving forward? It's fear. I want to look forward and see what is ahead out of curiosity and not out of fear. In my brain, I know that the faster that I run, the more I wear down my body, which allows Parkinson's to have a tighter control of me. So the skies have cleared a bit. The next step is more balance, less raging at the sky, and more living with intent.
Good. You also stated that part of that process, and a friend had told you this, was to make sure that you grieve it. Refresh our memory. What does that mean and where are you at on the grieving process today?
Yeah, you're referring to my best friend who, young in life, had several autoimmune diseases, and he really had to limit how he lived his life. Well, when I told him about the diagnosis of Parkinson's, he kind of pulled me to the side and said, "Bro, I'm just going to let you know that you need to go through the grieving process. The grieving of what you lost, of what you're losing now, but also what's to come. And you have to complete the process. If you try to cheat or get out early, it's constantly going to be chasing you." Back to the boulder analogy. However, if you walk through it, there is peace on the other side. So I have really taken to that advice.
Early on, we also talked about the importance of sharing your condition with others. Briefly refresh our memory of what that meant and where you're at today.
Sharing with others means who are you going to tell about the disease? And it's going to be different for everyone. And this is very personal. And it's your decision on when to choose whom you're going to tell about your diagnosis, whether it's loved ones, family, friends, work. A lot of thought needs to go into that decision. Because once you make that decision, there is no going back. There have only been a select few people that I have told, that I come in contact with, that see and talk with me on a consistent basis. However, for most people in my life, I haven't told them. And this decision is really tricky when it comes to your career. Whether you have a job that's going to remain secure if you tell your coworkers and managers that you have the disease, or if that's going to put you in jeopardy, that's very, very tough.
No doubt.
And it's draining. It just is.
This disease impacts you, your family, your friends, but you also talked about it impacts your career, especially being in your 40s, your work, something you take a lot of pride in. There's no doubt that this disease has had an impact on it.
Yeah, since we were just previously talking about a career. When I was diagnosed, I felt like I was at the top of my game. I was working for a multi-billion dollar company, and I was the lead on a project that was huge. I got the diagnosis, and then you have to work through that while still focusing on work. Well, then the pandemic hit, And then my company started the layoff process. Well, I survived some rounds of layoff, but I eventually was laid off as well. Now, if you're trying to get a job with Parkinson's, there just aren't many positions that are seeking someone that has trouble using both of his hands, poor coordination, and doesn't walk right, and needs a nap maybe, but not at a known time that you can work around. Now, I've been blessed and have received some contract work that allows me to work from home.
A topic that we addressed mid-season was the limit of quality time compared to your peers.
Being younger at 44 now, I don't have the expectation of the quality of time that someone my age normally would have. So I made an approximation. And that is for 10 years to where I feel like I will have my mobility before it really begins to deteriorate. There may be less time, but there may be more. And if it's more, that is great. And what this does is create an incentive for me not to get stuck. To actually do the things that I've always wanted to do. Travel to places that I would have normally waited to go. Skydive. I've jumped out of a plane before with a parachute, but I'd like to do that again. I want to be more spontaneous and live with intent.
Probably one of my favorite episodes of the season is where you invited your wife, Jana, on the program. The two of you talked about how this disease impacts your marriage.
There are a few things that will test a marriage, like a neurodegenerative disease. We've been working on all these hopes and dreams, and we've worked hard together and are excited about the future ahead. And all of a sudden, Parkinson's changes all that.
And how is she doing today?
Jana has been stronger than I could have imagined. She is so kind and desperate to help. Honestly, she and my son are the big factors for me not giving up. Imagine that you're in a house with everyone in it, and you're going about your normal duties. Then all of a sudden, a huge explosion happens, and shrapnel is sent everywhere, and it's loud, and it's disorienting. And that shrapnel, it cuts. Jana and my son, they're injured. Everything we're looking at is in ruins, but the smoke is beginning to clear, so you have to rebuild.
Okay. On another episode, we took a common phrase that we've heard from the pandemic, the new norm, and applied it to your own diagnosis and new way of life, and you wanted to see it as an opportunity to reinvent yourself.
Well, the alternative is for me to keep living like I don't have Parkinson's. That's not sustainable. When the pandemic occurred, I know it's been a horrible thing, but I wanted to take advantage of it where I could. It has caused so many people's lives to change, and how we do things and how we perform tasks and the expectation of how we get together and socialize. This allowed me to make some modifications. Reinvent myself. The slogan is the new norm. My new norm included Parkinson's. So while everyone is trying to understand and figure out what their new norm is going to be, this allows me to define the new norm with Parkinson's. And we have to adapt because our condition is constantly changing.
And in the spirit of moving forward, you had a special guest. And on that episode, the two of you talked about putting on your boxing gloves, so to speak, and taking the fight to Parkinson's. But then we got really serious in an episode that you and I discussed a lot about, and that was Parkinson's and faith.
Yeah, we really delved into the feeling of, well, God, where did you go? I've always had my faith to guide and point my direction. Well, all of a sudden, everything's ripped up. And included with this is that redefinition of faith. Of, Lord, are you done with me yet? Is this the finish line for me? I know the answer is a no, but it's forcing me to take God out of the boxes that help me understand him and allow him to be so much bigger than I ever believed. And do I sometimes get angry at this disease? Yeah, of course I do. But that's okay. He's got big arms and we can pound on his chest and yell and get frustrated. And he's not going anywhere. That is good news.
A recent episode that seemed to gather a lot of momentum amongst our audience is the episode where you describe the desperate struggle of still being a strong man in the midst of Parkinson's.
Parkinson's destroys that male image, that strong physical image that people see. And then you're left with tremors, not being able to walk right, and your body's not being strong. It's progressively getting worse. So I'm redefining what strength is for a man. That it may not be visible for everyone to see. However, getting up in the morning and continuing through the day and saying that I'm not going to become a victim to this, that's strength. Being locked in with the pandemic and having Parkinson's on top of that, it's hard to realize that life does not revolve around me and my strength. Looking at others and know that we can make a difference, that other people are going through good things and also the bad, harsh things, that we can make a difference in those people's lives.
And of course, our most recent episode prior to this one, where you discussed getting together with friends that you've known for several decades and how Parkinson's plays a part in that particular weekend.
Well, it's an annual guy's trip to get away for the weekend. Well, I discovered the goals that these men are striving for, that I had many of the same goals. Well, that has changed. I have to go in a different direction, and they're moving on with their lives. Doesn't mean that the friendships have to be thrown away. Can't keep up with them like I used to.
So that's a look back into some of the topics we've discussed on this podcast season. Is there anything that you want to bring out that's currently going on in your present?
I like to hear from others that have Parkinson's, what medications that they're taking. And I like to share what I'm taking as well. Because what may work for someone may really benefit me. Once I learn what they're taking, then I can research it and find out more about it. So when I go to see the neurologist, I can make educated decisions. I'd like to share this with our listeners. I take carvedilol levodopa 3 times a day. I take NuPro patch. It's a patch that you put on your body once a day, and you can think of it as a nicotine patch. However, with this patch is a continual release of dopamine agonists that work alongside of the carvedilol levodopa. I was taking propranolol to help with the tremor in my right hand. However, I started eating Activia yogurt and have come to realize that that actually takes care of what the propranolol was doing. So I can mark propranolol off my list. Great. And finally, I take a combination of Clonopin and Trazodone at night. That's really worked out for me. Medication is always changing, but this is, as of this time, what I'm taking.
I know you want to bring value to the Parkinson's community, and there's a program that you're really excited about. Can you tell us more?
Having Parkinson's for any amount of time, you really begin to realize how little information there is known about the disease. I mean, the medication that provides the most relief was discovered back in the 1960s, and there's been little advancement since then. Well, the goal of PD Avengers is to raise awareness of the need to take action. Our voices need to be heard. And let me read something on their site. Despite the unprecedented advances made in the areas of technology and medicine, Parkinson's disease remains a source of disability and poor quality of life for the millions of people with PD around the world. With each passing day, we and those that we love face a future of uncertainty and an increased burden of disease. We know that there are many stakeholders working hard to make Parkinson's disability a thing of the past, but we are increasingly impatient for progress to be made. So you can go to pdavengers.com, and there you can sign up a pledge and choose to help reach more of the Parkinson's community by spreading the word, by talking with those around you, social media, and by endorsing the efforts and joining in on the action plan for the campaigns.
You got a suit?
Yeah.
Then suit up.
Thanks, Cap. Of course, I have signed up.
A question that might be on some listeners' mind is, when can we expect season 2?
You know, I really don't have a start date yet.
Okay.
My goal in continuing to do this podcast is to offer something that is unique in the Parkinson's community. There are so many great podcasts that have great guests, specialists in their field that can break down what's going on with Parkinson's and how that's going to affect you, to therapists and how to get your body moving. So what could I bring that's unique? There are so many stories to tell and so many things that need to be discussed. So I don't know what this looks like yet, but I'm getting there. And some of that, Brian, is going to depend on your availability. Brian's contract is demanding,
yes,
and rigorous.
We're still in negotiations and trying to do increase my speaking lines. Need more lines on the show. And listeners, there's a few things you can do to help support our show. We invite you to leave a rating on Apple Podcasts, to share the show with someone who could find some value, and to get in touch with us and let us know your feedback and your comments. After 15 episodes, we are officially concluding season 1 right now. Thank you so much for inviting me to be part of your journey as we discussed a variety of topics. And during the off season, we invite our listeners to check out on some of those episodes that they may have missed.
Brian, thank you so much for joining me as well and willing to be a part of Parkinson's and Me.
Well, as I said, I'm just re-atoning for older brother sins.
We'll renegotiate the contract later.
Look forward to seeing y'all in season 2. Take care, y'all.
We would love to hear from you. If you would like to leave a voice message, then call is 706-873-1656. Or you can email us at parkinsonsandme.com. Podcast@gmail.com. Until next time, keep moving forward.